Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Zaki Mehci, a Syria hand and senior consulting fellow at London's Royal Institute of International Affairs, also known as Chatham House. Zaki, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, is calling for an immediate overall ceasefire in Syria. He says that otherwise, Syria is en route to a humanitarian disaster from COVID-19. In going about your research, what are you hearing about the pandemic there?
The Syrian health ministry announced only that Syria has 10 COVID-19 cases. Two of them died. But actually, this number is not really reflecting the actual fact in Syria. And there are many evidence that the number is much higher. We have several countries announced that there are many Syrians, or there are many cases with COVID-19 in their countries came from Syria. Also, we can see that the Syrian government, they are not conducting a large-scale testing. So far, they only conducted like 150 tests, which is not enough at all. Most importantly, during our research, we conducted and we talked with several active medical staff in the regime-controlled area in different regions in Damascus, Latakia, and Homs. And all of them, they mentioned that the number of people dead due to pneumonia increased largely since the beginning of March. And actually, many medical staff are being told by, or they received verbal orders from security agencies not to raise alarms about these cases and not to mention that these cases have symptoms of COVID-19. So the regime is trying to minimize or to contain the COVID-19 by not being transparent, and they're trying to cover the actual number of death due to COVID-19. The official number is 10, but we believe that the actual number is much higher than this.
You are listening to Zaki Mehci, a Syria hand and senior consulting fellow at London's Royal Institute of International Affairs, also known as Chatham House. Zaki, you recently co-wrote a monograph on the coronavirus situation in Syria, and you and your co-writer bring up the matter of prisons. What is the danger there? Do you have any idea about the current size of the prison population? Some countries are releasing prisoners. Might Assad?
Syrian detainees are, we call them as the forgotten victims in this pandemic. And the situation is really bad. And based on Human Rights Watch reports, they mentioned that there are tens of thousands of political prisoners in Syria. And here I'm talking about prisoners in formal and in informal entities. I'm not talking only about the official prisons in Syria, I'm talking also about the prisons in the security or in different security entities where international organizations are not allowed to enter or to monitor. The situation of these prisoners, mainly the political prisoners, are very difficult. And also, Human Rights Watch reports mentioned that some of these conditions, for example, they mentioned that you can see in some prisons, 50 detainees in a cell measuring like 3 meters by 3 meters. And this is a very good condition for the pandemic and for COVID-19 to spread within and among the detainees in a very fast way. Now, in terms of Assad and if he's going to release the detainees, actually on March 22, I think, Assad issued a general amnesty to all prisoners, but the practical side of this decree does not include the political prisoners. So we still face the problem. We still have political prisoners in a very difficult conditions in Syria that are not included in the amnesty issued by Assad. And they most probably have the appropriate, if I can say, environment for the COVID-19 to spread among them, unfortunately.
Zaki Mehci, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.